Why weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 34 this afternoon under overcast skies, northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 17. Cloudy tomorrow, 30. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 28.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the ongoing cleanup of the Keystone oil pipeline spill that happened in the northern portion of Kansas is still ongoing. And now Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has weighed in on the massive oil spill, saying she's anticipating the investigation on what caused the oil spill in the first place.
I'm looking forward to the results of the investigation to see what, if anything, we can do to ensure that something like this never happens again. We've got folks from KDHE who are all over it and working closely with the companies and with the feds to ensure that the cleanup is done.
That audio from KSN News. According to officials, they say the spill has been contained, with no drinking water supplies being impacted of the spill. And some Democrats in the state legislature are advocating for additional regulations on pipelines, while Governor Kelly says she wants to wait until the investigation is complete.
I don't know exactly what it will result in. You know, we need to do the investigation, and then that will determine the results.
Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The state of Kansas has announced that they are allocating near $40.5 million to support 33 local and off-system bridge projects across the entire state. KSNT News reports the announcement came from Governor Laura Kelly, along with the Kansas Transportation Secretary, Julie Lorenz, during two local bridge improvement programs across the state that they say have reshaped to take advantage of the new revenue streams that are generated by the federally approved bipartisan infrastructure law. The amount that was awarded to the Kansas Department of Transportation to different cities and counties across the state more than doubles and triples some of the local bridge improvement funds that are available as part of the currently existing Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program. In other news, the Export-Import Bank of the United States officially recognized two different Kansas-based companies as Exporters of the Year. KSNT News reports the announcement came on Tuesday this week as the company of the Grasshopper Company, along with Spirit AeroSystems, have both been named as Exporters of the Year, along with six other U.S. companies across the nation. The awards were presented at their 2022 annual conference.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Grand Island Public Schools has officially said goodbye and accepted the resignation of the current superintendent for the public schools, Dr. Tawana Grover. As KSNB at Local Channel 4 reports, at the executive session voted to accept Grover's resignation. Right after the vote, they voted to hire Nebraska Association of School Boards to search for the new district replacement. In her farewell speech, Grover said, quote, "I am proud to know that I was definitely a trailblazer, being the first African-American superintendent in this state, something that I take with me, along with being the first female." According to the school board president, Lisa Elvers, they say they are hoping to have some names of interim superintendent candidates by the first week of January. In other news, the Kearney Public School District, along with the University of Nebraska at Kearney, have signed an agreement to continue sharing their facilities through June of 2033. According to KSNB Local Channel 4, they say the 10-year extension from June to June will have access to the Kearney High School pool and auditorium along with track, while the public schools will have access to the UNK Cope Stadium along with their football field.
'Tis the season for savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We are spreading joy and cheer, and we have the new Fords you're looking for at prices you'll love with customer cash rebates. Plus, take advantage of finance offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And when you buy your new Ford at Rusty Eck Ford, you will make no payments up to March 2023. Celebrate this season with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. And financing offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And you'll make no payments up to March 2023. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
From all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Plus tax and fees, all rebates to debit payment of $15.15 per thousand in finance. No payment for up to 90 days upon approval credit with Ford credit. Interest accrues from time of purchase. These offers cannot be combined with others and expire at the end of the month.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Prairie Hills USD 113 School District Monday evening moved forward, establishing a public hearing that could result in closure of the Wetmore School. Supporters of the Wetmore community urged retention of the pre-K through 12 facility, challenging declining enrollments, budget concerns, and quality staff retention issues presented by district officials, noting the school is the heart of a community. Patrons pointed out a break-even financial picture for Wetmore the past 4 years. A public hearing has been set for February 4th at 10 a.m. at the Wetmore Gym. School officials then will consider options to close the facility or take alternate action. Unified Command is being used as cleanup efforts continue in Washington County from the recent oil pipeline leak in Emile Creek. The command is a leadership structure that brings together incident commanders of all organizations involved to coordinate the effective response while carrying out jurisdictional responsibilities. Upwards of some 300 workers are on site collecting oil pools, with several thousand of the 14,000 gallons leaked collected thus far. It could take weeks or possibly months, according to some estimates, to complete the project. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a stream advisory for Mill Creek from 18th Road to the Little Blue River, located northeast of Washington. Marshall County Democratic Central Committee members will meet Thursday, December 15th at Marysville City Hall to consider and select a nominee for Marshall County Register of Deeds to fill the unexpired term of Martha Rush, who's retiring. Public may attend, but only duly elected committee members will comment or vote, with a recommendation then going to the governor for approval. Individuals interested in the position should contact Democratic Committee Chair Jim Swim Jr. of Marysville. Candidates must have been a registered Democrat here as of the November 8th general election. Marysville will be among 19 stops this week and next on a six-day tour for Kansas State football, celebrating the 2022 Big 12 title with the Championship Trophy Tour. Fans will be able to take photos with the trophy, which will be on display at Pepsi-Cola in Marysville Friday afternoon from 1 until 3 p.m. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities this Friday, December 16th. No guidelines. This is for all Marshall County residents. Boxes will be distributed first come, first serve, beginning Friday at 8 a.m. from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Again, no guidelines or income requirements. This distribution for all Marshall County residents. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Wednesday morning near Odell of Highway 8 and 112 intersection. Tristan Rosebaugh, age 18, of Wymore, apparently struck a trailer being towed by G6 antenna Lanza, age 37, of Beatrice, which was turning at the intersection. Rosebaugh was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. Marceline L. Marcy Meyer, age 91, of Axtell, passed away December 10th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Marcy Meyer. Dr. Robert A. Griffin, senior, age 85, of Frankfort, passed away December 2nd. Funeral service Monday, December 19th, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Dr. Robert Griffin, Sr. Conrad R. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral arrangements pending, with a Ward funeral home in charge for Conrad Stewart.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Do you need health insurance? NECAP, Inc. can help. Their certified navigator can help you find and enroll in a plan that's right for you. Open enrollment runs through January 15th. Don't wait. Call Michaela Kluck at 785-742-2222, extension 170. Or go online at kansascares.org to make your appointment today. The health insurance marketplace closes January 15th. NECAP, Inc. can help you enroll. Call Michaela at 785-742-2222, extension 170 today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying slightly cooler and breezy today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-30s, northwest winds between 20 and 25, and gusting as high as 35. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s, with northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s, northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And staying much cooler throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-teens. More sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s and clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. There will be a slight warm-up throughout the day on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s, and cooling down very quickly over Sunday night, mostly cloudy skies with our lows in the single digits and upper teens. Temperatures will stay cooler throughout next week, sunshine on Monday with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 69. The average low 23 and the record low is 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:05.
If you run out of ice melt this winter, you can make a substitute from common household ingredients. We will share that recipe on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 15th, the 349th day of the year. Actor Adam Brody has a birthday, and on this night in 1939, theatergoers in Atlanta were lining up for the premiere of Gone with the Wind. Here's a recipe to keep handy this winter. It's a simple formula for homemade ice melt. Start with 2 quarts of warm water, add a half dozen drops of dishwashing liquid, and mix in a quarter cup of rubbing alcohol. Pour it up, and within a few seconds, your home brew will begin to soften the most stubborn ice pack. Keep some extra in a spray bottle for your car windows, too. For areas with foot traffic, mix in some granular material for traction. Sand or kitty litter work well. If your mixture refreezes, increase the amount of rubbing alcohol. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Reflections Hallmark is all about Christmas. Keepsake ornaments, signature Christmas ornaments, holiday greeting cards, and wrapping paper, gift bags, and box cards. Buy one, get one half off. Out with the old and in with the new, as all of last year's Christmas ornaments are 75% off. Shop Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we gear up for baseball season of 2023, the Kansas City Royals met earlier this week to talk about their first session of the community listening tour on the $2 billion stadium and ballpark village project that's set to take place here relatively soon. And right now, owner of the Royals, John Sherman, says that there are roughly 14 locations in the Kansas City area that they are considering building the new stadium.
There's a long list of new modern ballparks that are part of the vibrant neighborhoods and districts that are benefiting from their integrated location. And all of them have created transformational change.
That audio from KSN News. During the conversation, there was the question brought up on whether it was needed to build a brand new stadium. But according to the staff, they say it would be more money to renovate the existing stadium.
What they showed is the deterioration of that facility now and the money that would need to go into that to bring it up to a level for the next 50 years. It's beyond issues.
Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, Juju Smith-Schuster, was in the giving spirit this week as he gave the gift of Christmas to more than 50 families at an event on Monday. As Cake News reports it, with his foundation, he paid off nearly $10,000 in layaways at the local Burlington store. During his speech, he said that there were times personally where he was growing up that he didn't get a gift or had to share one, and he said he wanted to give back to families who may be struggling.
I'm here with Burlington today, and obviously with Pele Layaway to actually make this happen. This is really cool. Didn't get gifts. There's years where I had to share gifts, and I kind of see, you know, their side. And growing up, my foundation were all about just giving back.
That audio from Cake News, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday's Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
Hey, this is Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight, the podcast that brings you all of the news, stats, and scores from the Twin Valley League. The teams of the Twin Valley League have turned their attention to the hardwood. With some of the best athletes and most highly accomplished teams in the state of Kansas, TVL basketball is sure to be extremely competitive and a can't-miss event every week. Check it out at TVLSpotlight.com or on the podcast page at SunflowerStateRadio.com.
Friday night basketball, Marysville hosting Chapman Girls and Boys Action Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County hosting Centralia, our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5.
Add some fragrance to your indoor decor with a pot of Lily of the Valley. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You may have grown this plant in the garden, but it can also be forced into bloom and enjoyed indoors. Start your plants from pips purchased from your local florist, garden center, or online catalog. Pips are the shoots that arise from the fleshy underground stem known as rhizomes. Purchase prepared or pre-cooled pips if possible to eliminate the needed chilling period. Otherwise, you'll need to store them in a 45-degree location for at least 8 weeks. Plant the pips in a moist, well-drained potting mix with the tips just visible above the soil. Place the container in a bright location, watering often enough to keep the soil moist but not wet. Continue to water and wait for the flowers to appear in about 3 to 4 weeks. Remove flower stems as the flowers fade. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Support small business all year long by catching this deal at the Wagon Wheel. Purchase four $25 gift cards and get two $25 gift cards free. Sale kicking off the 20th and running until the 24th. 4 days of deals you don't want to miss. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth. Only at the Wagon Wheel.
Sometimes you need a good friend. In this case, the good friend is an entire town. After all, it's in their name. I'll explain what I mean about a unique town on this edition of the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pettit Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pettit Bio's got a plan.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The town of Friend, Nebraska is friendly, but there's another reason it got that name.
Charles E. Friend was the founder of Friend.
That's the retired mayor of Friend, Jim Vossler.
2 years ago, we celebrated our 150th.
And Jim says the citizens here do tend to live up to their name.
Used to have a postcard said, write a friend from Friend around. I don't know if there's any left, but there used to be postcards like that.
Besides his name, one of Friend's claim to fame was the size of its police station, proclaimed by Ripley's, believe it or not, to be the smallest police station in the country. Which I guess stands to reason that you wouldn't need a large station in a friendly town.
Story is that was a tool shed when they built Highway 6, and it got parked right along the edge of the highway, and over the years the size got doubled, but it just finally decayed enough that it was no longer salvageable.
The small station finally had to be taken down a few years ago, but a lot of people came through town and took a picture. You can see some still online. But one structure that remains is a very historic building that is being brought back to life.
We have the old original opera house in Friend. The people that owned it gave it to the Friend Historical Society, and they're in the process of redoing it all. They keep raising funds. It's going to take a lot of money. They have a wine tasting room in there, and then they have what they call a San Carlo room, which they use for events. And then clear to the west side, they have what they call the visitor center, a little room. And then farther west, they've rented apart Edward Jones' office. So the whole building's getting used.
A few years ago, the town lost its lone grocery store. But today, they have a new store, and the way they accomplish that says a lot about what small towns can do when they work together. The story is next time as we travel the countryside in Friend, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCray.
A thick layer of snow on your outbuildings can cause structural problems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. How much snow can a roof handle? Stay tuned to find out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Most barns and outbuildings can handle the weight of a heavy snowfall, but sometimes it's just too much and the structure collapses. How much snow weight the roof can handle depends on several factors, including the roofing material, slope, and age of the building. A common value used for most agricultural buildings is about 20 pounds of load per square foot. Kevin Yanni is an extension engineer at the University of Minnesota. He says the moisture content of the snow also makes a difference.
The dry, fluffy snow has a weight of about 3 pounds per cubic foot. So if you got a 20-pound load there, you're someplace in the range of about 6 feet of dry, fluffy snow that you can handle. If you've got heavy, wet snow, that can be in the range of about 21 pounds per cubic foot. If you got a snow load of 20 pounds and you get the wet, heavy stuff, if you got a foot of snow, you're really up there against your limit.
It's hard to eyeball exactly how much is up there, so Yanni suggests measuring snow depth on the ground. But keep in mind that wind and other factors can create uneven snow depth on the roof. If you're concerned about damage, spend some time looking at the outside of the building.
You're looking at roof line to see if that's still nice and straight. You look at the side walls and see if there's any parts of the wall that are bulging out. Then if the building looks straight and true and you can go into the building, you're looking at the side walls, the trusses, if they're open, or if you've got a ceiling, again, are they straight?
Get excess snow off the roof as soon as possible, but do it as safely as you can. Learn more about snow load on outbuildings at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
For peppermint mochas, cozy sweaters, and Christmas cookies. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. With all the craziness of the holidays, it can be easy to forget what the season is all about, celebrating the birth of the Savior, spending time with family, and sharing our resources with those in need. And while it's important to practice generosity all year long, this time of year is a great reminder to use our time, talents, and resources to make a difference. Giving back in meaningful ways looks different for everyone. For some, it may mean volunteering at a local nonprofit. For others, it could mean writing thoughtful Christmas cards and sending them to people you know in your community who no longer have family with them. Having a plan going into the holiday season can help you be more intentional with your giving. So while you're enjoying that peppermint mocha and listening to your favorite Christmas songs, think about how you want to live generously this holiday season. Shop Elsie Grace's gift shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's gift shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
Federal government subsidies for crop insurance. One farmer's perspective today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Many of the old government subsidy programs for farmers are no longer around. One that is still in place, though, enables farmers to buy crop insurance at a discount. Here's Landrum Weathers of Bowman, South Carolina.
My dad and my uncle, I've been farming full-time with them for 15 years. I'm the fifth generation, and this year, 2022, is the first year that I'm farming on my own. It's a great life.
Weather says one of the primary reasons for having crop insurance is, well, weather.
The biggest challenge in South Carolina, obviously a very common answer, would be the weather. It truly is very volatile.
Crop insurance protects farmers from losses due to natural disasters.
It basically is a decision that you make to sustain your business. Most every farmer truly buys it in hopes they never use it. We would much prefer to make a good crop and sell it at a good price and going out to next year. But those years come that you're going to need it. And being able to have something to lean on to know that you're going to be in business next year is a big deal.
Weathers thinks using public money to prop up crop insurance is a reasonable investment.
Congress applying subsidies to farmers, in my opinion, is a direct line to food security for our nation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news for this Thursday, December the 15th. Golden Harvest has released new soybean performance data to help farmers increase their soybean yield potential in 2023.
Ryan Dunsbergen is the soybean product manager for Golden Harvest. He talks about the new soybean performance data and how farmers can use it in their seed selection process.
We're seeing Golden Harvest soybean varieties deliver tremendous yield advantage this year. Whether people have a near-perfect yield environment or a very difficult yield environment, our soybean products are consistently performing well across a wide geography. On the Enlist side of things, we've got GH2292. Phenomenal soybean performed very well for us the past 2 years. Same thing on GH3582E3. And then if we jump over to the ExtendFlex side of things, GH2102XF. Tremendous soybeans, add a lot of yield punch. And then if we move just a touch later than that, GH3023XF. That was only in plots this year, but has continued to perform.
Dunsbergen talks about how farmers can find the right Golden Harvest soybean variety for each field.
Well, soybean crop management has definitely been more complex in recent years. Farmers not only need to select soybean varieties with high yield potential, but also consider each variety's trait platform and agronomics. Our Golden Harvest Gold Series soybeans specifically are continuing to set new standards for performance, yield potential. They have elite genetics, and they have high demand trait platforms. And we offer them both in the Enlist E3 trait platform as well as ExtendFlex soybeans. What we want to do is we want to match our trait platform to our weed management strategy, spend some time looking at local performance data, and I'd really recommend farmers get in touch with their local Golden Harvest seed advisor.
And let's look at your ag news on this Thursday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
'Tis the season for savings, and Rusty Eck Ford has the certified pre-owned vehicles you're looking for with the Blue Ford Advantage. You'll find a huge selection of certified vehicles, all makes and models, including certified Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, Kia, and more. All backed with comprehensive limited warranties and 24/7 roadside assistance. Coverage is up to 7 years or 100,000 miles, and financing offers available as low as 0.99% APR. Each and every one of our certified vehicles pass a detailed multi-point inspection by a factory-certified technician. Get your certified pre-owned vehicle with up to 7 years or 100,000-mile powertrain coverage and financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
From all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR financing on gold certified upon credit approval with Ford credit after 36 months. Payment of $27.78 per thousand in finance cannot be combined with any other offer or advertised special. Expires month end.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Consider giving a gift of grain this holiday season. Recipients get the proceeds from the sale, and the farmer sees tax savings on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Still have 2018 grain sitting in your bins? Use it as a tax planning strategy. Gifting that grain to a charity, nonprofit, or the kids means you won't have to pay income tax on the sale of the grain, and it reduces self-employment taxes. Depending on your state's laws, there could be more benefits as well. David Bau is an extension educator in agricultural business management at the University of Minnesota. He says gifting unsold grain left over from a prior year is the best strategy.
That's the best grain to give because they've already taken expense in 18, and if they gave this year's crop before the end of the year, that causes them to have to not be able to take the deductions for the expenses for the crop. It would go with the gift you file to the kids. So it's better to gift the grain on the side of the year it's produced for IRS rules. And that way the farmer can take the deduction and expense for the crop, and they avoid the income by giving it away to the either charity or their kids.
Bau says the accountant doesn't have to be involved because the gifted grain isn't going to show up in your records.
Let's just say I gave each kid 1,000 bushels of corn. And then the 1,000 bushels goes to the elevator, I deliver it, and they put it in their name, and they sell it, and they get the proceeds. That just came off my sale receipts. So I've lowered my taxable income by 2,000 bushels of corn. The accountant's never even going to see that because those slips went in my kid's name.
Keep in mind, if the child is a dependent of the parents, the kiddie tax rules apply for unearned income. Grain value over $2,200 will be taxed at the parent's top rate instead of the child's. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about gifting grain at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Akerlund with you on this Thursday. Here's what we're looking at on this Thursday. You've got markets falling deeper into holiday mode. Corn and wheat trying to buck their recent lows. And we're watching, of course, weather in Argentina and the fighting in the Ukraine. Those things are affecting the markets right now. Not a lot, though, because, again, like I said, we're in holiday mode. Corn for March is 653 and three quarters. That's up 3 1/4. May corn, 654, that's up 3. Looking at Kansas City wheat for March, 860 and a quarter is where we are right now. That's up 10. Kansas City wheat for May at 853, that's up 8 1/2. March oats, 339 and a half, that's down 2 1/2. May oats at 339 and 3/4, and that's down 1/4 right now. Taking a look at soybeans for January, 1475 3/4, that's down 6 1/2. Soybeans for March at 1479. And that's down 6 currently. Cotton for March at 81.24, that's down 13. Cotton for May at 81.29, that's down 14 cents currently. Live cattle for December, 154.32, that's down 17.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January right now, 183.27, that's down 32.5 cents right now. Crude oil for January, 77.03, that's down 1/4. Gold for December, $17.77.30. That's down $30.20. Silver for December, $23.04. And that's down 90 cents currently. Well, the market's not doing so hot. It looks like that the Dow has tumbled at least 900 points as investors fear the Fed is tipping the economy into a recession after wanting to raise rates. The Dow down 942. S&P down 114. NASDAQ down 384. That's a look at your marketing information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Akin on this Thursday.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia.
and we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Most producers know that making breeding decisions can be difficult. But what if there was a way to ease that process? From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Bob Weber, K-State professor and head of the Eastern Kansas Research and Extension Center, gives insight to the new iGenDeck tool.
The iGenDeck software is actually a platform for genetic decision support, and it's really a customizable selection index platform. So producers can go in and build out a selection index or a weighting of genetic predictors that fits their specific production scenario and use that to make better bull selection decisions. The main idea of this was really to pull existing knowledge and information together into a platform so it provided a full solution for producers. The key things to think about is really you want that aligned to revenue generation or your marketing endpoint. Some cull-cow data in there as well. And then the other critical components are breed composition of your existing cow herd and what breed of bulls you're considering using. And then also, do you keep replacement females out of those breeding decisions or do you purchase those onto your farm or ranch? With those pieces of information, the selection index economically weights the appropriate EPDs and produces a single number for producers to use in the evaluation of those bulls.
Weber describes the specific benefits of the iGenDeck tool.
One of the benefits of it is sort of evaluating that decision stream and placing the selection pressure on the appropriate traits. We get bombarded with information in our industry, and sometimes keeping, you know, real laser focus on our selection decisions is difficult. And so the selection index helps us keep focused on those traits that are important. And I think one of the things that producers are experiencing right now, particularly with the drought, is trying to figure out, okay, if I'm going to keep replacement heifers, how do I do a better job selecting females and the bulls that produce those females into my herd that have excellent maternal characteristics. So people are kind of swinging back and saying, all right, we need to put some emphasis on, you know, cow longevity and fertility and some of those traits. And the selection index kind of helps us do that.
Weber explains where listeners can find this tool and the audiences that they are targeting.
So it is just recently made available. The Beef Improvement Federation is hosting the platform, and it's really targeted right now at three audiences, if you will. So sort of breed associations to help kind of reconstruct their generalized indexes is one audience. Instructors at universities is another group. So incorporating this in animal breeding and graduate teaching, extension specialists can also access the platform, and then other industry participants. We offer a 30-day trial period, so you can kind of get on and play with the platform. There's a lot of background data in terms of pricing stuff that producers need to bring with it, but is available to the public.
That's K-State professor and head of the Eastern Kansas Research and Extension Center, Bob Weber, with insight on the new iGenDeck tool. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. All you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the present underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. Santa Claus won't keep me happy. come true. All I want for Christmas is you. You, baby. Oh, I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. Christmas is you.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking it to California. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo I'll be. Took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for it when they pull that gun, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo is where I'll be.
legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.